and he screamed, threw up his weapon and said, "Make way for liberty." And he started towards that army, and he went right towards the thickest of the spears. And when he got right down to where there was, 100 gleaming spears to catch him as he comes, he threw up his hands and said, "Make way for liberty." And he grabbed big armfuls of those spears and threw them into his chest. And each one of those Swiss soldiers following behind him, he broke the ranks of the enemy. And they won a victory like it's never been won before. And today you can mention his name in Switzerland, and their eyes will color with tears, and their cheeks will flush for their hero. That was one of the greatest heroes, to my opinion, that's been in army life. But that's just a minor thing. Just a minor thing. One day, the sons of Adam were standing defeated. Laws, prophets, and everything had failed. Every approach we had made had totally failed. And yonder in glory, they was one step out, called the Son of God. The angel said, "What will you do?" He said, "I'll go down and give my life. And this day I will redeem the fallen sons of Adam." And he came to Calvary. He went to the thickest of the spears. He went to the valley of the shadow of death and caught every dart of the devil and put it into his own bosom and called for the church to take what you've got and do the best you can. Yes, praise God, on the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind fell out of the heavens above and armed every man with a weapon.